Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, quick market hits for June 2021. So, thought this would be a great idea to start doing a feature a little more often on the podcast and just do some little market updates throughout the country here on housing, real estate, and just kind of use it as a way to check back and see what's going on overall in the industry, some of the headlines that we're seeing about housing, and just check in and kind of keep track of what's going on, because we are in some very unique times. We've been in unique times for the last year or so, and it's pushing us into a lot of different territory right now as we recover, as we get back to whatever a normal routine would be, not only for our lives, but our industry. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that I've seen come across recently and use this as sort of a place to check in and see how things change here in the future. So one headline that I saw recently was that a lot of the sales that we're seeing in the housing market were really spurred on by a big boost in activity from last year, stemming from June through the end of August. And we saw a really huge jump in new sales. A lot of these were pre-built sales, not necessarily, there were market sales, obviously, as things opened up, a lot of existing inventory cleared out. But it was one of the strongest selling periods. It was almost like your normal spring boost, if you will, in the housing market, but it happened much later because of COVID. So it was that pent-up demand, and a lot of orders were made during that time of last year, and it was one of the highest on record. So one of the things that's happened with that now is because of all those sort of pre-orders, because that's a lot of those were pre-orders, is that's slowing down home builders right now, and it's hurting production because a lot of builders are still finishing out these contracts, and they have their labor force tied up on these homes, and they're not able to take on a lot of new and other work because they're so busy. So keep that in mind, that a lot of the pre-orders and the delay that you see is because of the amount of time it takes to pull permits. The delay is because of, you know, the amount of demand on the construction industry and the lack of labor. And that has further pushed the next set of circumstances where you have some areas of the market and around the country where you have builders actually not taking on new business, or they're, you know, basically have a waiting list before they'll take on new clients. And this is something that is very unique to our industry, not something that we normally see. Now, because again of that big burst and because of all those sales last year that are still getting fulfilled and executed, that's causing, you know, cause and effect. And what we're seeing is that the sales rate is lower in 2021. And that's due for a couple of reasons. One is there's lack of inventory on the real estate market. So there's not a lot of homes out there to sell. So you can't hit the sales volume if there's not product to sell. So we're seeing existing sales cool off, not because there isn't people that want to buy them, but because there just isn't enough product out there. There isn't the type of product that someone wants to buy. And then the other thing is that you do have builders now slowing or halting production, because not only pricing issues with lumber, but also because they're just so busy and they have a backlog of work. Now, another headline that popped up recently that I think is of interest is that investors are being very bullish on the housing market. And so some of these home sales that we're seeing on the market are being bought by investment firms, not by individual homeowners. And what that means is that, you know, if you're out there trying to buy a home as a young couple or someone just starting out, you may have competition not only from other people your age, which there are quite a few of you in that demographic, but you have competition from companies that are buying these things, turning around and renting them or sitting on them, making a few tweaks and then reselling them for higher profit because the values keep climbing very rapidly. So you not only have to compete with many other buyers, but you're also competing with investment companies. So another quick market snapshot here for the podcast. As of today, the 30-year fixed mortgage has clocked in at 3.0%. So still very, very favorable interest rates. And of course, as you've heard on earlier podcasts, as we talk about lumber, right now is at $11.27 for a 8-foot 2x4 in my market here in Wisconsin. And we're at about $50.50 for a 7/16 sheet of OSB. So these are some very, very high inflated prices. It'll be interesting to see if they go much higher, if they start to cool off and level off. There has been a slight, very slight softening on the commodities market, but whether that will actually affect the prices you pay at the lumber yard or the store level is debatable at this point because a lot of these places still have inventory. They were purchased at the higher price, so it's going to take them a while to burn through that higher priced inventory. So if you see a commodities decrease, don't expect the price to go down immediately. It's just kind of like when you see oil prices change and they drop. The price drops don't happen as fast as the price increases. Isn't that interesting, right? Like when you see those things, oh, oil's, you know, $60 a barrel or something, you know, all of a sudden the price, you know, goes up like the next day at the pump. But when it goes back down a little bit, it usually takes a few days, sometimes weeks before you really start to see the price decrease because there's still inventory out there in the market, and most companies use sort of a cost-plus basis when they figure these things. And that's the same with lumber as well. All right. Another thing that is a headline here in the market is that there's some buyer sentiment out there, and it's kind of interesting. Right now, in the western part of the United States and the southern part is still a strong, strong bullish market. So the market is good all over, but it's very bullish, very strong in the western and southern parts of the United States. But here in the Midwest, it's a little more hesitancy in the buyer sentiment. They're a little more concerned about the pricing. You know, in some of those bigger and southern markets like that, there is a lot of volatility on price, and that's pretty normal with that market. But the Midwest isn't as used to that. That market's a little more stable, so this sort of fast rising prices is kind of scaring the Midwest buyers a little bit more, which tend to be a little bit more conservative. All right. Now, the other headline that we are seeing here for June is that the top buyers out there in the market right now, the typical buyer profiles in order of the most to least right now are the move-up buyers are the largest part of the buying segment out there right now, people that identify as someone that's moving up. So it might be going from their first home to their second home. The next group out there is the entry-level buyers, which are obviously having a lot of challenge because they don't have necessarily the equity in their other home. And obviously they have typically a little bit smaller price point that they can work with. Next up is the relo buyers. And keep in mind that this is nationally. This is not locally. This is throughout the country. So there are a lot of relo people moving around for a variety of reasons. And then the next buyer segment is the active adult buyer looking for, property that maybe they don't have to maintain as much, but they still have a fluid, active lifestyle. Then clocks in the luxury home builders or the home buyers. And then last but not least would be the second home buyers on the market. So that's the progression of buyers by volume right now out there in the market. And we're also seeing a lot of activity and volume even on the high-end homes, which normally like high-end homes, these would be homes well over $1 million. They typically sit on the market longer and they don't normally sell right away. Those are even getting into situations with multiple bids, overbidding, and the like. So even the market is so hot that the luxury homes are even seeing super competitive rates right now. And I think that's interesting to note. So a couple other quick hits on the market before we close out this episode. One of the things to keep track of is the the price growth over the last year in the housing market. And I just saw an article recently, and it's clocking in at 14.8% for annual price growth on homes. So we're seeing a 14.8% increase over the previous year nationally on the value of homes. That's a huge increase. Like, the last increase we had was around 10%, which was a big number. And here we're at nearly 15% increase. And it's just crazy how fast the numbers are going up. And I suspect that they will continue to go up for a while yet, just because, again, of lack of inventory, cost of construction going up, that's going to force these numbers even higher yet. So I don't think we've quite topped out on that percentage yet, and could see even higher numbers by the end of the year. The other thing that we're seeing too as a headline, which is pretty interesting, is that they are seeing the market soften a little bit for housing. And there's a couple factors. I kind of alluded to this earlier on the podcast where there's just a lack of inventory, so that's softening the sales a little bit. But there's another factor at play on why some of the sales are softening. And we're not saying that it's slow or things are dropped off dramatically, but things have slowed down a little bit. And it's softened because people are now out and about. Things are open. We're in the middle of, here in the Midwest, we're in the middle of summer. So school's out, summer vacations are everybody's priority. And a lot of people have delayed their vacation for a year or 2 years, and they are itching to get out in a big time way. And so now that people can go out, they can go out to restaurants, they can go travel, guess what they're doing? They're going out and doing that. And that takes away from people buying homes and shopping for houses. It's taking away from maybe buying that new car or making that other big purchase, because they just need to get out. They need to get out of their house. They want to travel again, and they want to see the world, and they feel safe doing it. And so that is definitely having an effect. Probably will not be a long-term effect, but definitely a temporary effect on the market for the next month or two as people, you know, get out and get out of their homes and see the world again. So very interesting stuff, and something that definitely will be worth keeping an eye on. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this June update here on the housing market, and we'll check back in a little while with another one and kind of see what other headlines we're seeing out there in the industry. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.